downloaded from zupdates.com.
John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn or judge the world, but that the world may be saved through him. That world is you and me." Listen, when Adam, our ancestor, sinned, we all sinned through him. We lost our way, and our sound relationship with God was gone. And so, to bring us back to himself, God, out of his immeasurable love for us, sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to come and die for us so that he may redeem us back to himself. Yesu alishilo ukata wakwe, ubupulami, his majesty in heaven, and stooped so low just to save you and me, that we may have everlasting life. Imagine, he sacrificed everything for our sake, even when you and I did not deserve it. Our souls deserved to burn in hellfire eternally, because we all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. He says, "I came that you may have life and have it in abundance. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. No one can have eternal life. No one can have everlasting life except through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because he is the only way." Dear friends, today Jesus' voice of love is calling you to accept him, that you may be saved, whoever you may be, whoever you are, whether you are a politician, a secular musician, a witch doctor, a preacher, a false prophet, a backslider, or one that has committed an abortion before. Whatever kind of sinner you are, Jesus is calling you the way you are. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he died for your sake, that you may be with him. Friends, it is a deadly thing to refuse Jesus' call of love. Listen, Hebrews chapter 10, 28 and 29, the Bible says, "Whoever rejected and disobeyed Moses' law was mercilessly killed, and instantly too." Now think of how much it will be, how much more will it be for those who reject Jesus, who trample his death, who reject and treat with contempt the blood that has saved us. How much more punishment will they be able to bear? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says Jesus is coming to punish those who don't know God and refuse to obey the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, Jesus is calling you. You just have to come. You have to come while you still can. The Bible says in times past, God used to ignore the sins that were committed in ignorance. But now, he commands everyone everywhere to repent and turn away from their sins. My brother, my sister, why would you go to hell when there's a way to avoid it? That way is Jesus Christ. Listen, hell is not a good place. Hell is so real as heaven, but it's not a good place. The Bible describes hell as a place where the fire never goes out, a place where the worms don't die, a place where there's gnashing of teeth, a place where there are tears everywhere. Ninjende uko mlilo taushima, ninjende uko mititi shaba wako tashifwa, nangu mushishumeshan, nangu mufayo kushipa, nangu mushishona uleshan tashifwa, ninjende uko basuma nyameno.
Kala tenchende yo Yesu aleka bilai mwena ine ukubako yo. It is not Jesus' will to see anyone go to hell. Jesus' will, God's will, is that everyone may accept him, turn away from his evil ways, and be with him. Therefore, come the way you are. Listen, the world may condemn you, but Jesus does not condemn you. In John chapter 12, verse 48, he says, I don't condemn or judge him who rejects me and my word. But the very word that I speak will condemn and judge that person on the day of judgment. Dear one, don't be fooled by the world, the riches, the money, the fame that you may have today. Listen, all these things are deceptive, and no matter how much you may have them, you still need Jesus Christ, who alone is able to afford your life. Come while you still can. Tomorrow may be too late. You don't know about tomorrow. It's only Jesus who knows about tomorrow. Therefore, come the way you are. Therefore, if this is your decision, if your heart is saying, I want to come, if your heart is saying yes to Jesus, just pray this prayer with me. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. I've heard your word, and my heart has yielded to your word. Therefore, I come to you with all my heart. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, that I deserve to die. And I thank you for your love that you have so lavishly shown me. Now, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my body. Be Lord and Savior of my soul. With my mouth, I confess that you are Lord, my Lord. With my heart, I believe that God raised you from the dead, and therefore I'm saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I'm born again. Thank you, Jesus. My dear friend, if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. You are now a born again Christian. Welcome to the Father. Now I encourage you to find a church that will help you grow in the things of God. Find a church that can help you grow in your Christianity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dead.com.